We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio. And a good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to Hartsdale, New York. It is Boomslang Basketball Club basketball on the boom mic right here on Rob Casting Radio. Hi, everyone. I'm Rob Adams. Welcome aboard. Just as we saw last time a few weeks ago, Boomslang will play Gray Wolves, and this is the first of two games today for us. We will have a 12-10 broadcast as well against the Greenwich Stars. But first up, it's the Gray Wolves. It was 15-11 the last time we saw these two teams meet. So we will see what Boomslang's got lined up today. They are 2-4 coming into this game. And they need to get on a little bit of a run to make the playoffs at this point. As I said, 2-4, but they'll need to go 3-1 over their final four to make the playoffs. You know, where the fall and spring seasons are made up of various tournaments over a few months, the winter league season is 10 regular season games, and so over that three-month period, your record determines whether you make the playoffs, which are in the first weekend of March. So, for Boomslang, got to do some winning. They need three of their last four to make it in. So Coach Ron talking to the troops right now, Coach Ryan hanging out with them as well, and the team's getting ready to take the floor. When they do, it'll be the blue with the white of Boomslang, of course, the blue tops and bottoms. The different hues of the blues, just different uniforms. But still, same concept. And then the black and the white of Gray Wolves, and they've got that wolf on the front of the jersey and a block-style number in white on the back, where it's a white number rounded on the back of Boomslang. And so we will see the two teams take the floor in just a moment. We're over in the corner of what's really the smaller gym here at Leffel School. You know, the Leffel School has, it's a separate building for the gym. So you've got these two gyms, one large, the varsity gym, and I'm going to assume maybe they use this as a JV gym or just an alternate gym, and connected by locker rooms in between. So you've got the ability to cross between the two. In fact, with the one door open to my right, you can see right into the varsity gym across the way. So it works well. In fact, our first broadcast was over in the varsity gym. So easy enough to get to, short enough ride from Greenwich, Connecticut, where Boomslang is stationed and anchored, I should say, kind of their home base. And my home base as well. So the early start, we've had our coffee, we had the egg and cheese, and out comes the black and white of the Gray Wolves. As I mentioned, that howling wolf in black on the front with a basketball. So they're in the shadow of the basketball with a smaller uniform number on the front. It says Gray Wolves right over top of the basketball. And out comes Boomslang with the snake, of course, on the front of the jersey. It's going to be Katie jumping to get it going. Now, of course, this being youth girls basketball, we have first names, no last names, and we almost never have the opposing roster. Just keeping, you know, keeping concerns resolved, and away we go. And an immediate shot up and no good by Violet. She tries to get it right back. It's Isla on the offensive board, sends it out to the right, taken there by Katie. Katie drives into the block. She puts it up underneath, no good. That was a little soft, and it bounces out of bounds. It'll go to Gray Wolves. So we're off and running. 13:40 to go in the first half. So I just bring up that roster note just in case you say, well, where are the details on Gray Wolves? If I had a full roster, I'd tell you. And believe me, working without last names, these are probably the only four games in my career that I've ever done that. As the Gray Wolves drive in, they fight into the left blocks and the jump ball. Good job by Violet to get in there on defense. So possession arrow favoring the Wolves. And the inbound is stolen immediately. Good job on the defense, and that's Violet once again. So Violet playing a defensive presence, but the errant pass here is picked off by the Wolves. Violet coming over to try to strip it away. It's down underneath. Now they head out toward the left blocks. Further out to the left side, the scrum continues, and a foul gets called. And it's on Isla. So first foul. And the inbound coming. 12:53 to go. First half, no score. Clock currently not running. And in fact, I think they're going to get that straight and say, you got to start the clock. And now they've started it. The officials recognize the clock was not running. And the inbound for Boomsland will go to Katie. Katie from right to left in the blue with the white. The long pass down low, wide open, up and no good. Trying to get it back for a rebound, but instead it's taken by the Wolves. Gray Wolves with the high dribble coming down, and it bounces out of bounds off the Wolves. So Isla will inbound it. Isla back to her number 11. When we saw her a few weeks ago, she was wearing 24. It's just, you've lost a jersey. That's what it comes down to. Turning and finding Isla in the front court, driving to her right, gets to the top of the arc, had it knocked away, a scrum and a jump ball called. So each team battling, and again, that's Violet right in the middle of things. She inbounds to Isla, quick pass heading toward Katie. Violet goes and picks it off down in the corner. It's deflected back to Katie. Katie up top, steps to the free throw line, has her pocket picked, and taken the other way. 11:45 to go first half, no score. In a bit of a defensive battle early on, and this is grabbed near center court. Pass ahead to Isla. Isla underneath, no good. Hit off the iron, but the offensive rebound and the putback attempted by Samantha bounces out of bounds. No harm, no further foul. 11.5 remaining in the first half, still no score. The official talking it over as Boomslang inbounds into Samantha, tried to put it up, that taken away. So defense, the story of the game early on as the Wolves bring it into the front court, heading to the left sideline. Coach Ryan sitting, get those hands up, and they do, and it's Violet ahead to Katie, and Katie lays it in. Katie had quite a few points back on that game a few weeks ago against the Wolves, as the Wolves have it, and again it's the defensive stalwart Violet stealing it away. Regular Dennis Rodman out there, and a whistle in the front court, I believe. No, they're gonna leave it with Boomslang. Thought for a moment there might be a backcourt violation, but not the case. See if I can find my notes from that game a few weeks ago. I don't know if I can, but I'll try. Inbound to Isla. Isla driving underneath. Turned around and taken back. Here come the Gray Wolves. 10:37 to go. First half stolen away by Isla on the pass on the near side. Looking to run. Sends down to Katie. Katie underneath. And a collision and a foul. It's a hold. And I believe it's a two-shot foul. Number 16 picking it up, and Katie to the line. I'm sorry to say I don't initially see my notes, but that doesn't mean they're not here. First one is good. Katie uses every ounce of her body, throwing herself into launching the shot as the official chatting with her. Oh, I found my notes. Look at that. Katie had 10 a few weeks back. Second one is good. And what she does is she aims basically for the box. And a timeout taken by the Gray Wolves. And it comes with 10:20 remaining in the first half. And Boomslang up 4-0. Or should I say, Katie up 4-0. But that was the story of that 15-11 game back on January 14th. I'd forgotten, that was a Saturday game, because we also went and did Brunswick hockey that same day. So that was a two for the price of one day. But nonetheless, for Boomslang in that four-point win, Katie had 10 of the points, and the other five came from Nelly. Although Nelly, I believe, Coach Ryan telling me before the game, would not be here today. Regardless, a good start for Boomslang. As the Snakes make their way back onto the court. I'm just making that name up. I don't really know if they call themselves the Snakes. I had to look up what a Boomslang was, and as someone who's not a fan of Snakes, I was not thrilled. Apparently quite dangerous. Girls back on the floor. Coach Ron having some fun with the team, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? 4-0 Boomslang. Into the front court come the Wolves, heading toward the left side, driving near the elbow. Down past the left side of the lane. Wild shot thrown up, no good. She got her own rebound, but again, here comes Dennis Rodman, known as Violet. And who gets it back? It's Violet ahead. Katie at the elbow. Katie from the right elbow sends over, trying to get it, I believe, to Samantha. She did. And the whistle will turn it, I believe, back to, and indeed back to the Gray Wolves. So Gray Wolf basketball, 4-0 Boomslang, 9:49 to go in the first half. And the inbound brought across with that high dribble. And there's Violet again, right in her face, heading to the backcourt line. But the touch was made, so the Wolves can bring it across again. Isla trying to strip it. The pass is errant, and it's Violet once more. Already engraving an MVP trophy for her today. As Katie throws it up, that short bounces around. Samantha the rebound. Out to the left side goes Emily. Emily from the blocks. Didn't miss by much. That shot a little to the left of the cylinder. Now back come the Gray Wolves off the rebound. Stolen away by Katie. Katie on the far sideline. 9:10 to go first half. Through a double team to Violet. Down to Samantha. Samantha high. No good. Another try coming. That's no good as well. Isla there, but turned back by the Wolves. Under 9 to go in the first half. I do have throat drops with me today. I have a feeling I might need them. Heading toward the sideline are the Wolves. Looking through the double team. Swatted around. The Wolves hold on to it, and it's taken away. One more time. It's the defense. It's Emily ahead. Down the right side. Near the Gray Wolf bench, and the Wolves take that. So they'll settle it back into the front court, heading toward the left side. A ball fake, and they turn it around. Send it back to the elbow. It's Isla who scoops it up. Katie down, up, and no good. Off the front iron, Violet deserves points because that was her shot, just a little strong off the backboard. Here come the Gray Wolves, moving from left to right, spinning off the left side, all the way out toward the corner, and a stolen pass from as Emily grabbed it. Ahead to Isla, ahead to Katie. Katie down low, went too high up off the backboard, and it falls back into the rebound of the Gray Wolves. And a whistle. So that's one of those official kind of coaching moments that they'll do. They call the play, and, well, they give it back. I like that touch. Just help them learn the game. Help the girls learn. Could use a second cup of coffee, couldn't we all? All right, the Wolves will get the ball back. I thought it was going to be Boomslang's ball initially, but not the case. Out to the sideline, right on the sideline. It's Violet again with the defense, trying to steal it away. Julia tried to get a hand on it. In fact, she does, and she grabs the rebound here. Starts with the left hand on the dribble, bringing it across the timeline as she gets it to Isla. Isla, who can switch between guard and forward, sends it down, and that's good. And is that Violet? She is jumping for joy as she hits the two to make it 6-0. And to the sideline, that's out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang basketball. Isla waves to a couple of fans. And she can, well, she was going to inbound it. Someone's got to inbound it. Boomslang making changes. Okay, that makes sense. It'll be Molly to bring it in. Molly into Olivia. And Olivia looking to her left. Back to Molly it goes. 6-0 Boomslang. 6:57 remaining first half. Turning and firing underneath. That's no good from Julia. Another try. And the Grey Wolves get the rebound. Officials working hard, sprinting up the court. As the Wolves bring it across. Heading out to the right, now driving in. Middle of the lane, moving left. That won't fall. Good shot, good look. Had a clean look. But the rim's not being friendly to the Grey Wolves. And it's Sabella across the line. To her right goes Molly. Molly off the fingertips, I believe of Annika, and out of bounds. 6:23 remaining first half. Boomslang up 6-0. Game one of two today. The Greenwich Stars come a-calling at 12:10. To the right side and stolen. That pass telegraphed to Molly. Molly in a one-on-three. Pulls up, hit the backboard, couldn't get the fall. Sabella goes for the rebound, but it's stolen away by the Wolves. Here come the Grey Wolves fighting down low and knocked out of bounds. At the last minute, Olivia came sprinting in and got a hand on it. So it'll be Grey Wolf basketball in a 6-0 lead for Boomslang with 5:50 remaining in the first half here in Hartsdale, New York. Looking for the inbound. And I think we're going to get a timeout, and we do. Here was the problem. For the Grey Wolves, everyone who needed to inbound the ball was basically out near center court. Well, you needed the pass to go basically half the court. That's not going to work. Not when all the defenders are right there. So nonetheless, a timeout taken. 5:50 remaining in the first half. Ugh, you'll love it. A great Sunday of sports. We'll find out who's in the Super Bowl later tonight. NFC Championship game in the middle of the afternoon, of course, down in Philadelphia. And I saw a picture. I know someone who's going to the game. He put up a picture of the line to get in to Lincoln Financial Field to tailgate at 6 this morning. So they will be having quite a fun day there for the Eagles and the 49ers. Fly Eagles fly, and the Niners from San Fran. And then later tonight, Bengals and Chiefs from Kansas City. So two great sports towns hosting these two championship games. Be a fun day. And once Boomslang basketball is over, I will get home and put myself in my comfy chair and get all set up for some football. Probably with a cat sitting near me. All right, Grey Wolves back in for the inbound. And they do get it in. That was Julia right in the face of the inbounder. And it's stolen away. It's Olivia to bring it up. Gets it across the timeline as she goes to the left elbow. Spins back to the right elbow for Molly. Molly down low. Oh, that hard shot was just a little too much on a layup attempt. And it rode the cylinder, taken back and underneath. And the whistle. So still 6-0. 5:26 remaining in the first half, and it's Grey Wolf basketball here on the boom mic and live on Robcasting Radio. It's not named Robcasting because it's a vanity project, by the way. Someone else named it. Across the line it comes, and that'll be a backcourt violation. So it'll be Boomslang basketball. For the Wolves, the player who had it, no one deflected it, and she just carried it into the backcourt. So that's a violation and a timeout now spent by Boomslang. That comes with 4:55 remaining in the first half. It's a longer story to try to explain the etymology of Robcasting, but more or less the story went that I had a couple of coworkers say that we're not broadcasting, we're basically, because I was heading up the department, that's where the name came from. That's the short version. That's your Cliff's Notes version. 4:37. By the way, the clock running. And 6-0 Boomslang on top. All six scored by Katie with a field goal and two free throws. And, of course, Violet with the two as well. So four for Katie, two for Violet. Teams talking it all over. Don't forget, you can go read some of the goodies on BoomslangBball.com, because there's plenty to read out there on the website, including an exclusive interview with Slang Magazine. That's with Coach Ron. And then they have a second interview that I'm aware of, and, well, they dug to the dregs and talked to me. So those are a couple of the items that are out there on Boomslang B-Ball. Slang Magazine, it was a lot of fun to be a part of that. They found a mugshot, and they put that up, and there you go. They are now talking to the scoreboard operator, I guess, to kind of settle the clock down, because it's ticked all the way down to 3:33, and they're now putting time back on. All right, 4:08 remaining in the first half. That's where a scoreboard operator and the official have to work together. And what are the expectations? Running clock? You know, it's kind of up to the officials to do that indication. All right, an inbound coming for Boomslang. It's their ball from right to left. Nearly knocked away initially, but Olivia's got it. Heads toward the corner. Then a wild shot along the baseline from Molly. Gets back with Boomslang. Underneath, another try from Julia. Molly tried to settle it away, and instead, it is the Gray Wolves that come away with it. So the Wolves across, and the dribble, losing control of it, and they'll call a jump ball. Molly had a hand on it, but the official saw it differently. Inbound coming. There it is. And it's underneath, and Julia got it. Julia takes it away for Boomslang, ahead to Olivia, and Olivia will settle it all down. Olivia across, looking to her left. Molly at the baseline. Sends back to Olivia. A cross-court pass. Heading now into the blocks is Annika. Here comes Julia. Underneath, no good off the try. Another try is put home by Molly. 8-0 Boomslang. 3:05 remaining in the first half. So Molly's been a good presence here, with the initial five resting at the moment as it's brought across. And right now, Gray Wolves can't get anything going, and a double dribble called on the Wolves. And again, and I've mentioned this a few times, with each one of those whistles, when something like a double dribble or a backcourt violation gets called, the official just politely says, hey, you can't stop your dribble and pick it up again, which the coaches do as well, but I think everybody's got this under control here pretty nicely. To the left side, Olivia. Olivia lobs ahead. That's off the mark and taken away by the Wolves. They'll bring it back, trying to cut into this 8-0 deficit with 2.5 remaining in the first half, and a jump ball whistle. Good defense by Julia. So the arrow favoring Boomslang. Not that there's really an arrow here, because there's not. It's Olivia to bring it. Olivia with a good dribble. At this age, it can be very easy to dribble and have the ball go too high. I've mentioned that a few times. Gray Wolves with these high dribbles, and those are easy to steal as this is up and good. A high shot off glass for Annika from the right block. And with a smile, she comes down, and Boomslang up now with a dozen. Or check that. With 10, I should say. It's 10-0. Heading out to the sideline. That's stolen by Olivia. So Olivia going back as we come down to the final 90 seconds of the first half. Turning around is Olivia. Olivia to the right side. Here's Molly. Molly into the blocks. She goes off glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Fights for it underneath. And a whistle. That's the second foul on number 16 of the Wolves. 1:22 remaining in the first half. It's 10-0. And it puts Molly at the line. Everybody shifting around, the official nodding. All right, two-shot foul. First one is no good. That went a little bit to the right. A few changes starting to come in for the Wolves. The official again explaining. All right. Gives Molly the words of wisdom. Bounces the ball to her. Molly, three dribbles, up, and no good. Good shot. It was a lane violation. And again, the official just saying to Molly, you can't run in and get your own rebound, more or less is what he's saying there. So still 10-0, and Molly looks toward the fans and just kind of a wry smile that says, oops. And what you need to know, just in terms of the fans, there's no room. There are no bleachers in this gym as the Gray Wolves bring it across the timeline. There are a couple of benches as it's turned over. It's Molly taking it back. Molly lost the handle. It's taken away by the Wolves. Back it comes with 49 remaining in the first half. Heading to the left side and a whistle. Looks like they've got a foul on, is it Molly? I think it is. I think they did whistle a foul. Starters come back in. Great effort by everyone. Boomslang really playing well. 10-0 with 46 remaining in the first half. So anyway, there are these benches and a couple of chairs as it's inbounded off the brief timeout there in the corner with 46. Got to start the clock again. Now starting 44 on the sideline, turning, and Isla picks it off. Isla from the interception gets it across. It rolls a little further down, scrumming. It's taken back by the Wolves. Wolves across the timeline. Violet back on defense. Goes to steal it away. They turn and get it near the corner. And again, there's so little room in the gym. When the players come into the corner, they're almost within reach of me. I can easily get the ball. Lobbed ahead. It sits in the lane. And it's Boomslang taken by Violet. Coming back with 7. Got time. Don't need to rush it. Going to the right. Here's Isla with 3. Now a shot needed with 2. With 1. And the first half comes to an end. So 10-0. Boomslang Basketball Club with a 10-0 lead on the Gray Wolves with 1:50 before we start the second half. And a very good effort by Boomslang, holding the Wolves scoreless. Violet, Molly, and Annika all with 2 points apiece, and 6 for Katie. And those are our numbers here at halftime. Nothing's been said today, but in our last game here, boy, did I have some fun with the officials. I actually walked almost out of the gym with one of them because I guess they were having some fun with the fact that I was sitting here. And that what we do is pretty unique because the Boomslang experience is meant to be fun for players and families alike. And one of the things, besides the fact that the players receive posters capturing their gameplay to proudly display at home, there's fun merchandise and team gear on the site, which I still have to get some. But this is one of the few groups that you'll ever see that has their own play-by-play announcer. And it's not like I invented the wheel, they just brought me in. So here we are on the boom mic, proudly broadcasting it and carrying it. Rob Casting, now the home of Boomslang Basketball. And it's 10-0. Boomslang on top. Now the girls smiling and happy and having fun going through the warm-ups, getting ready for the second half. Grey Wolves, in the meantime, are staying over at their bench. They're just talking things over. And the horn will sound, and there it is. Although the horn, more like a very muted whistle. It's a small auxiliary scoreboard that they use. The big scoreboard overhead is not operational. So it is simply a small scoreboard that has the time, the home, the guest score, and I guess there might be room. I think there's room for or quarters or halves if you want with a dot over the number. And it could be either timeout or team fouls. But it's portable. So there's more detail on the scoreboard than you ever wanted to learn. We are full service. The Wolves back out on the floor. And even some of the girls looking and going, what's this strange guy in the corner doing? Which is an awkward feeling, I'm not gonna lie. Boomslang talking things over. Coaches Ryan and Ron giving the final instructions. Coach Ron, the head man, giving his last couple of words. And then the girls will return to the floor for the second half. It is 10-0. You hear the whistle. And you hear the second half. Ready to go. Both teams are back. Isla will inbound it. We'll get the second half off and running. And it's immediately knocked out of bounds. So Isla will inbound it once again. Violet steps into the backcourt. She will bring it. Gets across, sends left. Here's Katie. And that'll bounce out of bounds. It will be Grey Wolves basketball. Isla setting the defense in the backcourt. It's brought across the timeline. Down the right side, Isla getting coaching and kind of holding her hands out, listening to coaching, and then catching up with the play. So the play has since been resolved as a jump ball. As someone who also broadcasts quite a bit of youth baseball, I love all of this. Grey Wolf basketball. And that goes into the backcourt, and it went out of bounds. Rolled all the way to the sideline. It was number 18 of the Grey Wolves who, I guess the ball was touched, so she could have brought it back into the front court, but instead, it was not to be played as Isla throws it up for Boomslang. It was a right baseline jumper, and it comes back the other way with the Wolves, trailing by 10. They need a little effort, and it bounces out of bounds. Both teams playing hard, but the Grey Wolves cannot get the shots to fall, and Boomslang's defense has been incredible today. So Grey Wolf basketball. The official resets. Isla stands for defense. And guess who provided the defense to break up the inbound pass? It's Violet. Isla to the right wing. Sends down low in the lane. That's no good. Good shot underneath by Emily. Isla with another try. That's no good. Tries to go get the rebound. It's controlled on the far sideline, and she stepped on the line. It'll be Boomslang basketball. So Isla will bring it in. A few changes for the Grey Wolves. 10-0 Boomslang. 12:08 remaining, second half. Rob Adams with you, courtside in Hartsdale, New York. Quick inbound to Emily. Emily in the blocks, turns and fires. Oh, she just missed. That hit off the front iron. It's great. The Grey Wolves with it back, and it's Isla to steal it away. Isla for Boomslang. Stands on the timeline, says she wants to get it across. She does. It's Katie. Katie down low, and it goes right through the hands of Emily and out of bounds. So the Wolves will inbound. In it comes. Stolen. It's Violet. Violet to Isla. Isla driving to the blocks. Up. It rides the cylinder. No good. Another try coming from Isla. That's no good as well. A third offensive rebound put back is no good, and the Gray Wolves come up with the rebound, and Isla's going to pick up a foul on the backcourt. That's her second. And like a true basketball player, Isla looks toward the bench, holds her hands out, and goes, I didn't do anything. In the front court now, and a jump ball called. You realize no basketball player ever truly committed a foul, right? Isla will impound it. All right, everybody resetting. Stolen away on the inbound, but Katie gets it right back. Katie chases, and it's Isla. Staying in the backcourt, they bring it across. From left to right, Boomslang. Turning in the lane, it comes over to Samantha. She fires, no good. Emily gets the rebound, sets it back to Isla. Isla spins out to the left side, further down left to Violet, out of bounds. Looks like it'll stay with Boomslang as we're down to 10:52 remaining second half in a 10-0 game. Here, this is up and no good. Good try by Samantha. Isla sends it back out. Bouncing over, coming toward the corner, on the baseline, turning, is Samantha, back out, here's Katie. Katie to the blocks, no good. And Gray Wolves get the rebound. So the Wolves trying to break the shutout. And they're going to call a foul, I think, on Isla. All right, now I'll be fair, I'm not sure I saw the contact there myself, but the officials are the pros, not me. Gray Wolves to inbound, and it's inbounded to Isla. She plays on the other team. So Isla stops near center court, bounces it ahead. Katie's got it. Oh, it won't fall. Oh, that rim is brutal. Another effort coming over toward the corner. Katie's able to get it back on the baseline. She turns and sends it, and that pass picked off, and it'll go back with the black and white of the Gray Wolves. Wolves to the front court. Out to the right side, moving in, stopping, firing. That's short. It's Katie to pick it off underneath. Katie running down coast to coast. She's all alone, and she finishes. Katie has eight. It's 12-0, Boomslang. 9:38 remaining. That's the first basket, by the way, that went into that hoop in this game. And jump ball at center court. That's the hoop closest to me. It's on the right side of the gym. This has kind of become our designated corner for the broadcasts. Truth is, they have room at the scorer's table, but that's okay. Substitutions, a whole fresh five in for Boomslang with 9:29 remaining. And this group also played very well. So Olivia waiting on the inbound as it's turned around on the left side. And the foul, a hold on Sabella, her first. The inbound underneath for the Gray Wolves. A few happy steps there, but an official's going to let that go. Oh, my gosh. One girl just took about three steps, and the officials let it go. Here comes Boomslang ahead to Olivia. Olivia trying to finish. She's got it. Puts her hands up in triumph and a big smile. 14-0. And the inbound, not quite good enough, so the official will reset. Good work. 8:49 remaining. 14-0. And the Gray Wolves trying to get anything going. Foul in the lane. Foul's on Julia. That's her first. Nobody's allowed to foul out. Not on my watch. All right, number two goes to the line for the Gray Wolves. Olivia, by the way, as the first shot misses, Olivia is standing in the backcourt for defense off the free throws, and she is absolutely beaming over hitting that basket a few minutes ago as the second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Sabella. She'll bring it up. The high dribble into the front court. Lobs down. Here comes Molly. Molly from baseline. A second try. I believe that was Annika. Right back to Molly it goes. Molly with the finish. So Molly has four, and it's 16-0. Boomslang playing tremendously here today. And the Gray Wolves needing a big effort with 8:10 to go. Heading out to the left, now toward the corner. Gray Wolves on offense to the baseline, and a collision is a blocking foul on Molly. That's her second. And I believe that's the fifth team foul of the second half, for what it's worth. Quick inbound underneath, and that'll bounce out of bounds. Yes, it did. Yeah, the shot's just not falling for the Gray Wolves, or they're not getting high enough. That one was a low rainbow that hit the bottom of the net, but not up near the cylinder. As Julia went to Olivia, in fact. Now Molly toward the baseline. Into the lane. Underneath. No good. A second try and a foul. And it's a hold on, I think, number 23. And to my knowledge, that's her first. So it'll put Julia at the line. Official lining everybody up in the blocks. Coach Ron saying, take your time, Julia. Well, first one right off the front iron. Good shot. One more. And they switch things up in the blocks to the Gray Wolves. All set for one more. That's good. And that's a pretty shot. That dropped right in, needed no rim whatsoever. By the way, they didn't inbound the basketball, so the official saying, girls, come on back. They're going to take it side out of bounds from the half court. 17-0. Boomslang having a great time here. Sent ahead, turning. The Wolves on the left side. Send down low. A chance for some points and a foul in the lane. I think they got Olivia. And I think that's the case. And number 23, by the way, is nowhere near the free throw line. And it fell. Oh, well. It's 17-1. Second one is good. Good for her. Good for the Wolves getting a couple of points. It's 17-2. 7 minutes remaining. By the way, if there's any rooting interest today in terms of the Super Bowl and whatnot, it's all Eagles fans in here. I know you wanted me to keep track of that. As Boomsland came up errant, it's the Gray Wolves trying to get on a run with 6:42 remaining and a whistle and a timeout. So the Wolves going to see if they can get something going. And look, the Gray Wolves coach with a big smile on his face, players want to win, they don't want to lose, but you still want to have fun, especially at this age. As someone who played my fair share of youth baseball and coached some as well, I get it. You want the wins and the losses, whether whatever kind of victory it is, but you're also trying to have a good time here, and that seems to be the case. Good for the Grey Wolves to have some smiles. Because 17-2, Boomslang up 15 with 6:41 remaining. And our second broadcast in a little while. We'll have probably an hour or so off. Maybe a little more. All right, off the timeout, the teams return. And the team's back and ready to go. And the inbound coming. Here's Boomslang. Driving into the front court. This is Molly that rides the cylinder, no good. Annika had a hand on it. It went to Julia. She got it back, and there's a foul in the lane. That's on number 12 of the Grey Wolves. She picks up her first foul. And this will be two shots for Olivia. First one's an air ball. Bounces out of bounds. And the official walks right back to her. Says, all right, take a few steps up. So much like they did with the Grey Wolves, they'll let them shoot from a little bit closer. Second one is good! So nicely done by all parties, and it's 18-2. Here into the front court. Grey Wolves going left to the sideline, driving down the left side and thrown. I'm not quite sure who she was throwing to because she threw it out of bounds. So, a whistle blown on a shot coming from the right blocks. And it's going to be number 12 with two shots. Trying to cut into an 18-2 deficit. First one is no good. Just a little strong. 5:49 remaining. It's mostly been all Boomslang. Second. That's no good. And the ball live. It's played off the rebound. Turned by Molly, throwing into the blocks for Olivia. Olivia trying to fight for it. Jump ball's going to get whistled. So 18-2. Whole fresh five comes on for the Grey Wolves. The Wolves will take it out. Maybe 10 feet to our left. Underneath one of the portable auxiliary buckets here inside the LaFell School Gymnasium in the small gym. As this is up and good. So the Wolves get some points. And it's now 18-4 as we come down to 5:13 remaining. Here's Julia. Julia from left to right. Across it comes. It's Olivia. Olivia to the top of the arc. Swings out right for Molly. Molly from the baseline. Clanks off the front iron. Sabella in the lane. Turns and gives it back. It was Julia, but that's stolen away by the Wolves. They trail by 14 with under 5 remaining. Second half here in Hartsdale as it's stolen back by Julia. Julia trying to get it ahead to Molly, but quick hands by number 16 of the Gray Wolves to steal that. So it's the Wolves needing to attack, down 14. Turning out in the right side, 4:28 remaining, dancing in. That's thrown up, no good. Offensive board underneath is missed, and we'll get a whistle and a foul. You need somebody in one of the blocks. Free throw, no good. This is number 17 at the line. Second shot on the way. And that's no good. 4:17 to go. Score remains 18-4. As Julia heads down the left side, gives it to Sabella. Sabella trying to fight through on that left side. Rolls back out. It's Annika. Bounce to the right side for Molly. Molly heading toward the elbow, but she's got Gray Wolves draped all over her, and they nearly steal it away. It rolls into the backcourt. Gets picked up there by Olivia. So Boomsland can bring it back across, and it'll bounce out of bounds. Molly was trying to control it. I think she was the last to touch it. 3:42 remaining. Looks like a boys' game is coming up in between, so I'm not sure if we stay in this gym or not, so we may stay set up right here. That would be optimal. Along the left side, here's Annika. Sent ahead, Sabella fires, and I think she's heading to the line. Two shots coming. She can take a step in. First shot off the front iron. Needs just a little more arc and she'll drain that. Sabella for her second. That is good. She didn't go to the arc. She went right up into the window and the kiss was there. It's 19-4. 3:15 remaining. Sometimes you just need a little smooch off that backboard and it'll bounce right in. As this is bound down to the baseline for the Gray Wolves, they throw it up and that is a foul, and it looks like Olivia holding her hands out, mouth agape, and the foul called with 3:01 remaining. And she sprints right over to Coach Ron and says, "I was doing what you told me to." Oh, that's great. Free throw coming, and that's no good. This, I believe, is number 17 at the line again. Second. That's good. 19-5 is the score. And with 2:55 remaining, the Gray Wolves know they're probably not scoring 14 in the next 2:49 as Molly puts it up from the right baseline. But they celebrate and keep fighting for every loose ball and every bucket that they make. So it's a wonderful scene. Out to the right side. Here's Molly again. Molly tries it. That got partially deflected. And the Wolves will take it back with 2.5 remaining and a 19-5 difference. And that's up for the Wolves. No good. Underneath, Julia takes it away. Julia brings it across the center circle, looks out to the right, goes to Molly. Molly in the blocks, throws it. Annika could have played it, and it bounces out of bounds. She had a hand on it. And basically, both benches have emptied. I don't know that I've ever called a fresh 10 coming in, but 10 players just came in. And it will be Gray Wolves basketball. Coach Ron saying, get back on defense. With under 2 to go. This stolen away by Violet, and a jump ball is whistled. It was a battle of twos. So the Gray Wolves will inbound. underneath the basket at the opposite end. 1:35 remaining. Clock still running. Inbound knocked away. And now it's Katie. Katie racing up court. She puts it up. No good. Wouldn't fall. Taken back by the Wolves. 19-5. After Boomslang opened with a 10-0 lead. And this is stolen by Violet. Violet back. Violet middle of the lane. Violet up and good. And she jumps up and down gleefully. 21-5 the score. And 1:04 remaining. And for the Gray Wolves, they need someone to inbound to. They've got it. 21-5. An emphatic performance by the Gray Wolves, and that's a travel. And the official blows the whistle and says, come here. So here's what happened. You were standing there, and you started kind of walking with the ball. You can't do that. So explanation given, they will give the ball back to the Wolves with 48.6 remaining in a 16-point game. Lobbed in, the Wolves have it. From the right side toward the blocks, they turn. It's underneath and a foul. A hold called on Violet. She also palms to the sky, mouth open, and says, what? How's that possible? And the inbound stolen by who else but Violet? With 38 remaining, sends it ahead. Here's Emily. That's no good. Underneath, Samantha gives it back to Katie. Katie up, no good. Once more, it'll roll out of bounds, and they'll turn it back to the Gray Wolves with 27 seconds to go. Brought up by the Wolves and stolen by Isla, and Isla is all alone. Down she goes, up, and no good. It's back with Violet. Violet gets it. Violet has six, and it's 23-5 as we're down to the final 10 of this one. And for Boomslang, as we're down to three, down to the baseline with one, Boomslang grabs an 18-point win. 23-5, the final score. And for Boomslang, who needs to keep winning, they improved to 3-4. And they need a couple of more wins to get themselves into the playoffs. That next opportunity for a victory will come up at 12:10 this afternoon as the Greenwich Stars come to the LaFell School to take on Boomslang basketball. That'll do it from here for now. We will see you back here in just a little while for our second game as we get ready to see, as we said, Greenwich Stars and Boomslang basketball. Leading scorer in this game, by the way, should turn out to be it's Violet and it is Katie. I believe they each had six apiece. 23-5, the final score. Boomslang gets the win. They are 3-4 on the season. For the whole gang here in Hartsdale, New York, I'm Rob Adams saying so long. We'll be back with you at noon for Boomslang and the Greenwich Stars. You're listening to Boomslang Basketball on the Boom Mic on Robcasting Radio. For now, from Hartsdale, so long, everyone. Powered by Rob Casting Radio.